Early this morning in Walterboro, again, South Carolina, we and local authorities served a search warrant and an arrest warrant at the residence where she has lived. And charged with kidnapping and interference with custody is 51-year-old Gloria Williams.
This woman, everybody knows the story, steals a baby out of the hospital. So, uh-huh. I mean, freshly born baby out of the hospital, takes the girl to South Carolina, raises her as her own. The girl, 18 years old now, says she didn't feel like part of the family. She got a DNA test, and they realize that it's this girl, Kamaya, who was stolen as the baby. If you're the you have a daughter. I don't have any kids, so okay. I'm interested in your taking this. If you have a daughter who's stolen from the hospital, so basically, with the exception of her being yours and you going through the pregnancy, you have no contact with this individual.
Nope.
18 years later, you find her. She's happy. She's healthy. She's safe. She had a good upbringing. She was, doing well in school. Do you want the woman who raised her arrested? Do you want to bring that 18-year-old into your home and say, you're my child?
I would say in that situation, no. Because, I mean, as we've seen, she's had a good upbringing, she's had a good, stable family. You see all these pictures of her, pictures with them and stuff. Mm-hmm. They look a nice family. Looks like she's been very, very well taken care of. Like, what is there to achieve at the year 18? Like, by that, like, it's...
Do you think that removing her from that situation, now she's questioning how... I mean, because think about how weird it is. This is your mom that you know, the woman that you love that raised you. And here you find she's off. Obviously, she's crazy enough to steal a baby out of a hospital. Aren't you now questioning everything?
Yeah, because they did an interview with the guy who thought he was her dad. Mm-hmm. And apparently, they're not together now. But apparently, they're now saying that she had a miscarriage, like, 3 weeks prior to this happening, so they're saying that she went off and she drove down to Florida and that, but the poor dad, the guy who was the dad, is like, is pretty heartbroken by this whole thing. But the thing that I don't understand, the thing is, it's weird, is the fact that she's been raised for 18 years. She now could be going into another family, and they could have a whole different values, and the whole thing could be totally alien. This could end up messing her up totally, because this could be so different to how she was raised.
Don't you think, though, that if it's too late almost in the fact that, you can't change that she was raised by this woman. Uh-huh. But this woman, there's obviously something that snapped. Because even if you go off, when something that that tragic happens to you and causes, a chain reaction, after a while you snap out of it, right? You'd be like, I stole this child. For 18 years, you never once thought, like, I should tell somebody. This was not the right thing to do. I know, Grant, you're going to go to jail, but isn't it better to come clean and to live with that? Like, this wasn't just a snap and then, she continued to lie.
But I guess...
She's a crazy bird. She continued to lie for 18 years.
But it's one of those things, I guess, if she's, whatever happened initially just to start this chain reaction, she's getting away with it. And so is it one of those things, like, nobody's noticed, so I'm going to carry on doing it.
Like, let's not.
Yeah, let's not highlight the fact. This is going well for me. I'm not sure, but it's all very like it's just very weird, the whole situation to me.
It is. So if this is your daughter, right? Mm-hmm. Your daughter comes back after 18 years. What questions are you asking her? We put up on our Facebook, Amanda Wall said, I don't know what questions I would ask, but I would tell her I thought about her and missed her every minute of every day. What a story. So if this is your child, what questions would you ask? Would you, as a biological parent, say, step back and say, no, that's her mom, that's how she was raised, and she's happy and healthy, and let her go on? Or are you fighting to have her be in your life? Is this, at the end of the day, is in the crazy and bizarre way that woman Gloria Williams loved her, does she love her enough because she did provide a good upbringing for her?
Uh-huh.
Is this just more people to love this child and it just expands your family? Being human is strange. Is this just part of it? You can weigh in. If this was your child, what questions are you asking? How are you handling this? Tweet at Petch and Amy 424-1234 to be part of the show.